According to a Midrashic tradition, the counting of the Omer, that may have seemed to be nothing but a calendrical counting of the days from Passover to Shavuot, expresses the anticipation of the Israelites for the giving of the Torah. The biblical commandment, however, appears in an agricultural context. Upon arriving in the land of Israel, every spring before eating from the new produce, the Israelites are to bring the Omer offering, a grain offering of barley from the new produce. Only after this offering may the new grain be eaten, and from that point 50 days are counted. At the end of this counting period, the following must take place. You shall present a new grain offering to God. From your dwellings you shall bring two loaves of bread as a wave offering, made of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven as first fruits to God. The phrase a new offering is understood as an offering made from the new produce. And from here our rabbis derived that until this point the new grain was forbidden for ritual use in the temple. The offering brought on Shavuot, the two loaves, is the first offering from the new wheat crop, after which the new produce may be used in the temple service. Outside of the temple it was permitted after the Omer barley offering. To sum it up, there are three halachic periods with regard to the new produce. 1. Pre-Omer offering, which is on Pesach. It is forbidden. 2. Post-Omer offering, and throughout the Omer count. It is permitted for consumption, apart from in the temple. And 3. After the two bread offerings and Shavuot. It is permitted everywhere. It turns out, then, that the halachic definition of the period of the Omer counting is the period in which the new grain of the year is permitted for consumption, but still forbidden for use in the temple. But if the Midrash is correct in inferring that the counting is meant to express a longing, the following question arises. What interest is there for the common Israelite sitting in their home? Which grain is used for the temple offering? What is the source of their anticipation that causes them to count the days? I would suggest this is actually very dramatic. The temple is falling behind. A new spring has arrived, nature renewed, new crops in the field. And instead of leading the path of renewal, the sacred space is lagging. Just like if someone is connected to their shul, it should be difficult for them if they change yet their shul stays the same. An individual that is really connected to the Mikdash should hurt when they feel the gap between their renewed world and the old Mikdash. It is fascinating that at the very same place in which the Torah tells us that we must wait until we bring the new to the temple, perhaps because the sacred is sacred and we must be very cautious with bringing new things into it, at the same place, it also tells us that we must count the days in which it is so, longing for it to change. Although we talk about it this way, receiving Torah is not actually a one-time event. Every year, the world is renewed. New ideas, new values, new energies emerge to the world and impact our lives. In the Omer, we wait patiently, counting the days until we can receive a new Torah for a new year. The new arrives in many forms. Technological innovations, such as electricity, ideas such as the Enlightenment or liberalism, or social and political transformations like the feminist revolution or the establishment of the State of Israel. Like new grain, these forces first break into our lives, reshaping our behavior and even our sense of self, and in doing so, they create a gap between our lived reality and our religious practices. That gap presses us to ask questions. Some are halachic. May one use a Shabbat hot plate? Can a woman be counted in a minyan? Others are more abstract. Who is the God I believe in? What is the Torah's stance towards minorities in a 21st century world? The Torah's command to count each and every day of this period expresses how incomplete this state of lagging behind is and shows that the world we strive to live in is one that belongs to the third phase in which the new is present in the temple and in ordinary life. As Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin writes, words of Torah must be anew every day and be loved every hour as in their first moment. The renewal that comes after concealment is truly something new, not simply what existed before. And therefore one counts the days like a person who longs for something for which a time has been set, and counts the days remaining until that time out of great desire and yearning to reach it. The counting of the Omer, then, is a counting of a condition. We count the days in which the world is already new, but the temple is still old, in which life has changed, but Torah has not yet cut up. This counting expresses a refusal to accept the gap as permanent, and the longing to receive Torah anew, a Torah capable of meeting the newness of our world, and a world ready to be gathered into Torah.